Berlin Hauptbahnhof. It is where the trains from Berlin get in, and the two young Englishmen are newly arrived from Krakow. They look terrible, these two teenagers, exhausted by the ordeal of the train and thin and filthy from 10 days of interrailing. One of them, Simon, stares listlessly at nothing. He is a handsome boy, high-cheekboned, with a solemn, inexpressive, nervous face. The station pub is noisy and smoky at 7 in the morning, and he is listening with disapproval to the men at the next table, one of them American, it seems, the other a German and older, who says, smiling,
"You only lost 400,000 soldiers. We lost 6 million.
The American says something which is lost in the din.
"The Russians lost 12 million. We killed 6 million.
Simon lights a Polish cigarette, sees the word Spiegelei on a laminated menu, the money on the table, waiting for the waiter to take it. Euros. Nice-looking, modern-looking money. He likes the fonts the designers have used. Plain, unornamented.
1 million died just in Leningrad. 1 million.
People are drinking beer. Outside, drizzle is starting to dampen the grey environs of the station. There was an altercation with the waiter. Whether it would be possible to have 2 cups with a single Kaffeekuchen. It was not possible. They had to share one, Simon and his friend, who is now at the payphone. Their mobiles don't work here. Half hidden under a smoked plastic hood, trying to speak to Otto.